This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run. Now, yesterday, our COVID-19 cases unfortunately returned to the 5,000 mark after experiencing a two-day drop previously. So just this week, Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah voiced his concerns over the rise of sporadic cases and gave us some very sobering statistics.
So states and federal territories that accounted for the highest number of sporadic cases were A, Selangor, with over 150,000 cases, Kuala Lumpur with just under 45,000 cases, and Sarawak with about 40,000 cases.
Now, at the same time, Vaccine Minister Kari Jamaluddin said that the government is considering lifting restrictions for those fully vaccinated and is aiming to reach a 10% national vaccination rate by mid-July.
At the same time, though, many Malaysians remain sceptical given that positive cases are still not under the 4,000 mark. And that was an indicator set by the government for us to move to phase two of the national recovery plan. So I think the bigger question everyone's asking, are we still on the right track in battling this COVID-19 wave?
So weighing on this morning is Dr. Vinod Balasubramaniam, who's a senior lecturer and co-lead of the Infection and Immunity Research Strength at Jeffrey Chia School of Medicine and Health Sciences. Now, thanks so much for joining us this morning, Dr. Vinod. So one thing I think we want to ask is this news about mixing doses, because the authorities are considering it. And some studies have shown that it can be effective. Now, as someone previously involved in the Zika virus pandemic research, what are your views on this?
Good morning, guys. Thank you. Thank you for the introduction and thank you for having me. Now, we know that the current COVID-19 vaccines, currently in use, gives protection in, different ways. Some deliver instructions for making proteins in the form of messenger RNA, like the Pfizer and Moderna. Some deliver the spike protein itself, like the Novavax, recently approved Novavax. Some, use harmless virus to ferry the instruction for making it, like the Trojan horse, for example, like our AstraZeneca and Sputnik V. And of course, we have the whole inactivated virus vaccines, which is the Sinovac, right? And recently, mix and match, came into play. And everybody's so excited, confused, intrigued by it. Does it work? Is the government making us guinea pigs? Vaccine minister actually got a lot of stick for, looking into it, right? And if you look at recent studies, right, I'm talking about clinical trials with large cohorts, right, by Combivax in Spain and Oxford, Comcov in Oxford, they found that, one dose of AstraZeneca, right, followed by another dose of Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine produces a strong antibodies response, strong immune response, right? And this is comparable with two doses of the same vaccine, comparable or even higher, right? Now, this makes sense because mixing, two types of vaccine may actually give our immune system multiple ways to recognize a pathogen. Like, for example, we know that the mRNA vaccines are really good at inducing antibody responses, and the vector-based vaccines, like the AstraZeneca, are better at triggering our adaptive immune response, right? So this is actually a good cocktail, right? And we know that different vaccines present same information in different ways, right? And those differences might awaken different parts of the immune system or even sharpen the immune system. Now, how can it help? Of course, it could help the effort to protect millions and billions of people. Why? Because governments, for example, could immediately distribute new doses without worrying about setting aside second shots, of specific vaccines to give people weeks or months later. Okay, we can vaccinate people faster. And we know COVID-19 is a ticking time bomb. So I think personally, this is a good avenue to look at, and it is backed up by scientific methodology, scientific results, right? There's a huge clinical trials going on currently, and the first two phases look really, really, really promising.
I mean, you made a point that Astra followed by Pfizer, and also recently Angela Merkel did a Pfizer, then followed by Moderna shot, right?
AstraZeneca and Moderna,
right? So the combo seems to be working, but in Malaysia, 70% of our vaccines are Pfizer. So will we practically do that, or will that just change our procurement strategy going forward?
I want to think positively, because first, I know 70% of the procurement is a Pfizer, but the rollout has been really slow, right? How many of the 70% actually is being deployed currently? You know, so I would say that, of course, more and more mix and match experiments are being done, you know, using inactivated. Currently, we only have the mRNA vaccines and the viral vector vaccine being tested. Now, I know for a fact that the Oxford group and the Combivax group in Spain are actually testing other vaccines also, followed by other countries. Now, in the future, I would say, you know, this is really, really good strategy, basically to use up whatever we have. Because, you know, all three or four vaccines that, you know, being under the NIP are actually different types of vaccines.
Okay, let's move over to a different aspect of the pandemic. We're talking about sporadic cases. The Health DG has sounded the alarm on the rise of sporadic cases. Can you help us, can you help explain why we should be worried about this development?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for the question. You know, what's a sporadic case, right? Well, sporadic cases are basically cases that have been detected in the community and cannot be linked to any existing clusters, right? We cannot, you know, trace it, right? And these sporadic cases normally detected from screening activities at workplace and community, for example. And we recently found out that 70%, nearly 70% of COVID-19 infections recorded in the country are sporadic cases, right? And what is more worrying is that almost half of them are actually in Klang Valley. Right, Klang Valley is slowly turning to ground zero. Now, why is it worrying? This is really, really worrying because sporadic cases do not have symptoms, majority of them at least, and they are able to infect anyone near them if you don't follow COVID-19 SOPs, for example, right? And imagine that you, you know, are infected and you are not showing any symptoms, right? But you will be able to pass on the virus, pass on the infection to someone who's frail, someone who's immunocompromised, someone who's younger, you know, children, for example. So that now that is really, really worrying.
And related to this is then testing. Is our solution to actually then test more so we kind of know what's the true reflection of the number of cases that we have in Malaysia?
Absolutely. You know, testing, if you ask me, is the only way for us to, you know, testing and trace. Right. For example, we know for a fact that our testing numbers are actually being reduced. Right. It's reducing as the day passed by compared to, you know, somewhere in April or May. Right. Without mass testing, we will never be able to trace or contact trace and isolate those who are, you know, affected to better treat them, you know, to stop the sporadic cases in the community.
I want to get your perspective on this target of 10% of the population being fully vaccinated by mid-July, right? That was a stated goal by the vaccine minister. Is that realistic or lofty? Because at this stage, we're about only 5.5%.
Yeah, absolutely. I think in order to fully immunize 10%, I'll be looking at 3.2 million people receiving both doses, right? Currently, we have somewhere around 1.6 million doses. I know the government is projecting, you know, they want to increase, they want to ramp up daily vaccination rates. You know, I saw numbers somewhere around 300 to 400,000 vaccination rates per day. And, you know, the government is also projecting to administer somewhere around close to 11 million doses of vaccine, you know, up to July, mid-July. I think that's the target. But for now, we are looking at projected numbers, right? And, you know, it's the procurement, you know, the deployment of vaccine still looks, you know, unclear in terms of numbers, you know, how much of vaccines we have in our you know, stock currently, and how much we, you know, are able to use from the stock, and how much is coming, you know. So that all plays an important role. For now, everything looks projected.
Okay, so outlook still unclear. But at the same time, everyone wants to look to the day that we achieve herd immunity. Everyone's talking about the day when most of Malaysians are fully vaccinated. And the government is studying the feasibility of lifting restrictions for those who are fully vaccinated. Do you think this is a good idea? Should fully vaccinated people be allowed to resume normal life pre-pandemic?
It's a very good question. You know, all of us are going crazy, actually, you know, for the past 1.5 years or so, you know, being stuck in our room, stuck in our house, stuck in our, you know, porch, you know, for example, and you know, and I think it's been implemented currently worldwide. You know, if you look at UK, you look at certain parts of Israel, you know, and certain parts in the US, actually, you know, government actually have lifted restrictions. Now, I would say that we tread this with caution. Why? Because, you know, vaccines are not the cure. You know, vaccines are actually shield, you know, which shields us from this deadly infection, right? Number one. Number two, we will still be infected. If although the you know, the person is fully vaccinated, we do double doses, right? There is a chance of infection, and these are known as a breakthrough infection. It is happening worldwide, and we know that we have newer, better. When I say better, highly transmissible and more pathogenic variants currently in our country. So, and there are also reports saying that, you know, these new variants, for example, the Indian Delta variant seems to be, you know, better at evading immune responses from vaccine, for example. So I would say, you know, tread this carefully. Just because we are vaccinated doesn't mean we should test ourselves.
Yeah.
Whether we, you know, mount enough response, you know, for, you know, we will not die for sure. You know, those who are vaccinated, you know, but, you know, whether we really want to do it, you know, and if we do it, it should be under strict SOPs, you know, although travel restrictions are being allowed, but yeah, not to hotspot areas, for example. You know.
Yeah, all right, thank we've run out of time, Dr. Vinod. Thank you so much. That is Dr. Vinod Balasubramaniam, who is a senior lecturer and co-lead of the Infection and Immunity Research Strength at the Jeffrey Chia School of Medicine and Health Sciences, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.